Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're taking a quick look at some of the stories students encountered in the Juice app.
We've got a few different things to cover today.
Okay, let's jump right in. What's the first story?
Well, the first one is, it's a really positive story, actually. It's about a young man, Jacob Bello, who was facing homelessness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his father was struggling. But a retired police officer, Andy McElveen, a friend of his daughter's, Tren, he took Jacob in.
So he became like a father figure.
Exactly. He supported him all through high school. Jacob was actually the first in his family to graduate, which is huge.
That's fantastic.
And then through the police academy, too.
Yeah.
And get this. In 2023, Andy was the one who pinned Jacob's badge at his graduation.
That must have been incredibly meaningful.
Definitely. Jacob even calls him dad, says he feels like he's carrying on a legacy.
It's a great story. Really highlights, you know, how important mentorship can be.
Absolutely. And how sometimes support comes from unexpected places. That's maybe a good discussion point. Right?
Sure. Okay, what's next?
Next up, we're shifting to technology. Specifically, electric vehicles in China.
Ah, the charging issue.
Precisely. China's tackling the long EV charging times with something different. Battery swap stations.
How do those work? Exactly.
It's pretty straightforward, actually. You drive in, a machine takes out your depleted battery and swaps in a fully charged one. Super quick.
Faster than plugging in, I imagine.
And much faster. And Chime is really investing in this. They already have around 3,570 stations.
Wow.
And they're aiming for nearly 13,000 by the end of 2025.
That's massive expansion. How does that compare to, say, the U.S.?
It's a huge contrast. The U.S. has very few, mostly just for some commercial fleets out in the San Francisco area, I believe.
Interesting. So China's betting big on this.
Yeah. There's a big partnership led by CATL, a major battery maker, to build this whole nationwide system.
So what are the pros and cons here?
Well, the big pro is speed and efficiency. It could convince more people to switch to EVs, but the downsides are significant too.
Like cost.
Exactly. These stations are expensive, maybe up to $1.5 million each, and you need standardized batteries for it to work across different car models.
Right. That makes sense. So another good discussion topic there may be looking at the trade-offs with new green technologies.
Definitely. Pros and cons, infrastructure needs, all that.
Okay. Story number three takes us into international relations.
Yes. Focusing on the Russia-Ukraine situation, there were supposed to be peace talks in Turkey recently.
Right. I heard about those.
But they hit a snag because Vladimir Putin decided not to attend personally.
Oh. Who went instead?
Russia sent a lower-level delegation. President Zelensky from Ukraine wasn't happy, felt it was disrespectful.
I can imagine. Did that affect anyone else's plans?
It did. Former President Trump had apparently planned to go, but changed his mind when Putin wasn't attending. Secretary of State Rubio went instead.
Hmm. And this is all in the context of the ongoing conflict, of course.
Exactly. Just a reminder, Russia invaded Ukraine back in February 2022. This whole situation just underscores how difficult international diplomacy is.
Yeah, finding resolutions is incredibly challenging. Lots to potentially unpack there with students about global conflicts.
For sure. Okay, next we have a quote.
A quote of the day.
Yes, from Tenzing Norgay. He said, "No man on a mountain or elsewhere gets more out of anything than he puts into it."
Tenzing Norgay, the mountaineer.
That's the one. A Nepali Indian Sherpa. He, along with Sir Edmund Hillary, were the first confirmed to reach the summit of Mount Everest.
Back in 1953, right? A huge moment.
Absolutely historic. And his life really embodied that quote, you know, growing up in the Himalayas, becoming this incredibly skilled climber through sheer effort.
A testament to perseverance.
Totally. And India actually renamed its highest adventure sport award after him in 2003.
That's a great legacy. The quote itself seems like a good starting point for talking about effort and achieving goals.
Definitely. What you put in is what you get out.
Okay. Story number five. What's this one about?
This involves Syria and a, well, pretty unexpected U.S. foreign policy move. President Trump decided to lift sanctions on Syria.
Lift sanctions completely.
That was the announcement, yes. He said something about giving Syria a chance to excel.
How was that received?
Well, it was reportedly met with celebrations in Damascus, in Syria itself. People were joyful.
But Sense the butt.
But yeah, foreign policy experts were pretty skeptical. You have to remember, these sanctions have been in place since 1979.
Why were they imposed originally?
The U.S. designated Syria, a state sponsor of terrorism, citing support for groups like Hezbollah and its presence in Lebanon. The sanctions really hit Syria's economy hard over the years.
So experts are worried lifting them is premature.
Right. People like John Bolton raised concerns that the U.S. gave up leverage without getting any concessions, especially regarding extremist groups or relations with Israel.
And there are questions about the current Syrian leadership too, right?
Yes. The interim leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, is himself a former jihadist leader. So it's complex.
Very complex. It does open up discussion about how sanctions impact everyday people versus their political goals.
And the different viewpoints on when and how to use them, definitely.
Okay, one last story for today.
Last one. And it's kind of fun. It's about chimpanzees and drumming.
Chimps drumming, like with sticks.
Sort of. They use their hands or sometimes stones to drum on tree trunks or big roots. And a new study found they create distinct regular rhythms.
Rhythms? You mean like music?
Well, maybe the precursors to it. The drumming sound can travel pretty far, like up to a kilometer.
And they found patterns.
Yeah, apparently the patterns vary from chimp to chimp, like individual signatures, maybe.
Huh. Why do they do it?
Researchers think it's communication, letting others in their community know where they are, maybe identifying different groups. They even found different subspecies seem to prefer different rhythms.
That's fascinating. Western chimps liking even beats, for example.
Exactly. And the implication is pretty cool. It suggests our own human ability to make rhythms and use music socially might have really ancient roots.
Goes way back.
Yeah.
That could lead to some interesting discussions about animal communication, music origins, and what we can learn about ourselves from animals.
Absolutely. Lots of potential connections there.
Well, that brings us to the end of this quick look at some of the topics in the juice today.
We hope it was helpful. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.